Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You said you want to talk about climate change, but what effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question.
I don't think you can link climate change to any one event.
Okay. Congratulations on your epic fail!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We have a brand. New York has a brand.
It's the viral sensation known as Pizza Rat.
But New York has a brand. Yeah. It has a brand.
New York is a hellhole. And you know how I feel about hellholes.
And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
Bit of an awkward moment, really.
Sir, we're going to bring you back to your retirement home.
This is pure Biden.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome. If you're viewing or listening in Florida, I hope you're remaining safe, and I hope everything is under control as much as it can be, considering what's going on. And if you'd like to join us, the number, as always, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'll be in the Sunshine State in 72 hours. I'm obviously glad not to be there today. I live on the East Coast, and not that many problems, but there have been some tornadoes touching down where I live, near where I live in Delray Beach. You know, that's always, there are always tornadoes in the wake of a huge huge hurricane like this one, and the majority, most of the devastation is on the West Coast, and I'm certainly watching the progress of Ian like everybody else. So again, if you want to join us, it's 844-500-4242. Just wanted to check in. As you know, I broadcast do the show from Florida and from Boca Raton, from Newsmax Studios for 6 months starting next week, and I have a an associate who helps me out down there, and his name is Jerry Ryan, and he's originally from the Brockton area in Massachusetts, but he lives on the West Coast now. He was supposed to be here today enjoying some El Magaucha Brazilian steakhouse food along with the VIPs and learning how to operate some of the equipment. But that was not to be, obviously, because of the flight delays and the fact that he had to be home on the West Coast to take care of business. So I wanted to just check in with Jerry Ryan today to get an updated report on what the status is on the West Coast of Florida. Jerry, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Howie. How are you?
Good. What's the where are you exactly, and what's the status of the storm?
Yeah, sure. I'm in Bradenton, so we're about 3 miles from the Gulf itself. We're about 45 miles right from where the eye is hitting, right as we speak, actually, right about right now. We've got wind gusts here, about 60 miles an hour, raining very heavily. I had sent you guys some videos of a lot of debris, and this was from a couple of hours ago, so I can only imagine.
Yeah, I think we're going to post that very shortly if we haven't already posted.
Yeah,
it'll be up quickly.
Yeah, I just peeked out the door.
Yeah,
yep. I just peeked out the door now, and there's just, you know, there's already a lot of debris around. Very, very high wind gusts and very frequent.
Yeah, how are your, you got four cars there because you got a couple of kids living with you. How are the cars holding up?
Yeah, I just checked on them. They're all nice and secure, looking good. They're not really in an area where they can really be harmed by anything, so hopefully there's not a lot of debris that flies around. But we're hunkered down pretty good. You know, we still have power. Thank God. You know, we're fully stocked for food and water, so we're doing good there. And just gotta, you know, pray for the best. I'm really concerned for my mother-in-law who's down in Fort Myers. I know She lives right on the canal. It was already reported to me. She's already lost her boat that was there. It's already gone. So we're just hoping that she can get through the rest of it.
Mm. So do you think, I mean, I don't want to look at it from a personal standpoint, but that's the way I always do look at things. So do you think you're going to be able to get to work on Monday?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Yep. I looked at the forecast the weekend. It's going to be sunny and 82. So, you know, you won't even know there was a hurricane here except for all the debris that's around. But, you know, me and my neighbors, we've all been working together, you know, putting down sandbags, helping board up. I have a couple of clients of mine that live out of state. They called me up, asked me if I could go to their house, get some things secured for them. So I drove over there today and took care of that. Some of their neighbors came over and helped me. So we're all helping each other out. We'll get through it like we always do.
Are you boarded up in your house?
Yeah, we're all bunkered down. You know, tapes on the windows, all that good stuff.
All right, Jerry. Sounds like you're getting through pretty well. Could you have gotten out last night, or when did they shut down the airport?
Yeah, I think so. Well, all the airports, most of the airports in Florida were shut down by 11. Now, Tampa ceased flights at 5. Unfortunately for me, my flight was scheduled at 7. I think at that time, I probably could have, but, you know, they have to take the time to, you know, ground all the planes, get all the pilots and all the crew members home safely, so I can understand why they needed to take that extra time.
All right, Jerry Ryan, I'm glad you're doing well, and I'm sorry you can't be here to enjoy our nice Brazilian steakhouse food. It's a great spread, as always, but you'll catch up with it next spring, okay?
Absolutely. And I'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, you will see me on Monday, and Taylor will be there as well, and you know, we'll have a good time in Boca Raton. Thank you, Jerry Ryan. That's my assistant down in Florida, and he's hunkered down in Bradenton right now, and just getting ready for the storm. It seems bad, but everything appears to be under control, I guess, as much as possible. 844-500-4242. 508 says, afternoon, Captain, right here in the eye of the storm near Inglewood. Not pretty. Not pretty. 844-500-4242. 860, is Biff Buffington making an appearance today, doing a weather update? Biff Buffington is strictly a New England guy. He will not be in the house today. He's relaxing. Somewhere. I don't know where. Probably at the Golden Banana in Peabody. All right. We did want to get an update, though, on the weather forecast. And, as President of the United States, Dementia Joe Biden performs many duties. You know, he's America's spiritual leader, the leader of the free world. But he's also the nation's weatherman. And so he wanted to check in with this is just from this morning. He got the latest update from the National Weather Service and the Weather Channel and everything else. So here is Joe Biden talking about the storm. Cut three.
We're not sure exactly where it's going to hit, but it's getting pretty clear exactly where it's going to hit.
So did you catch that? Okay. Let me hear that one more time.
We're not sure exactly where it's going to hit, but it's getting pretty clear exactly where it's going to hit.
Well, that's good to know. That's very good to know. 844-500-4242. But don't worry, Sunshine State. Joe Biden is on the case, and he's got plans. Cut two.
That we are on the alert and in action. We've approved every request Florida has made for temporary assistance, emergency assistance, long-term assistance that I've received.
Emergency assistance is on its way to Florida. And don't you forget it. 844-500-4242. He finally got around last night to calling Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. He was taking some criticism on social media. And so shortly before 8 o'clock, he finally called Ron DeSantis, and he said the usual things. He told him about, you know, we're not exactly sure where it's going to hit, but it's getting pretty clear exactly.
We're not sure exactly where it's going to hit, but it's getting pretty clear exactly where it's going to hit.
All right, 844-500-4242-508 says, if I could, I would still move to Florida. Yeah, I think we all agree on that. That's not a bad poll question. Would you still move to Florida? Maybe we should check in with Frankie McDonald at some point today, because since Biff Buffington has screwed and taken the day off. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Having a routine is so important. It can make you feel productive or just bring you comfort through life's up and downs. Even better, knowing you can take premium audio with you thanks to Raycon wireless earbuds. And now's the time to get them, because this week you can save up to 25% on Raycon products. Today I was re-listening to some of my old podcasts about Whitey Bulger, the Dirty Rats podcast, just trying to relax. I overdosed on Brandon yesterday, and I didn't feel like listening to music. So anything you listen to with your Raycon wireless earbuds is great. And you know, the best thing is you're not going to bother anybody else. That's the wonderful thing. Nobody's going to tell you to turn it down, or I hate that music, or I hate that kind of
think about podcast. What you'd think about.
I don't need that. I did enough of that the last 2 days. But Raycon wireless earbuds, everyday earbuds, look, feel, and sound better than ever, with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. They feature noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen while I travel or when I'm doing a walk in the morning. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear. And very importantly, they do not budge from your ears. You never have to worry about them falling out. With Raycon, I can also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life, which means I don't have to charge them probably for the most times until the weekend. And I love this. They start at just half the price of other premium audio brands. They're even better than the other brands, but they're half the price. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. This week, Raycon is celebrating its five-year anniversary with tons of amazing deals and special giveaways. You can save up to 25% across the entire site. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie, and right now you can save up to 25% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save big during Raycon's five-year anniversary sale. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back. He's always been a role model to the Jimmy Olsons in the city room.
This is a dog's life, kid. Keep out of it.
Yeah, but you get around and you see things.
Oh, you see things. I guess you believe all you hear on the radio.
He's Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. It'll make you feel like you're 20 years old again. It's really good stuff. That deals with the acid that builds up in your body. And there's a lot of controversy with the local Republicans in Massachusetts, and there's questions about the party is not backing a candidate, a friend of mine, Anthony Amore, for state auditor. They're refusing to put his picture on the website, and it's a lot of really petty, vindictive stuff going on, and. You know, Anthony Amore, the candidate for auditor, I think he's got the best chance of winning. The polls indicate he's got the best chance of winning. But we thought we'd make that the poll question today. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who is the Massachusetts GOP statewide candidate most likely to win in November? The Jeff D'Elia Allen ticket, Rayla Campbell, Jay McMahon, or Anthony Amore?
Yeah, Jeff Deal and Leah Allen, they're running for governor and lieutenant governor. Rayla Campbell running for secretary of state, who oversees elections and other things. And Jay McMahon running for attorney general. I vote for Anthony Amore as most likely to win.
17% say Anthony Amore, 5% say Jay McMahon, 20% say Rayla Campbell, 58% say Jeff Deal, Leah Allen.
Okay.
I think people are picking favorites, not necessarily who they think are going to win.
A triumph, as they say, of hope over experience. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So let's stick with some of these cuts from DeSantis and talking about what's going on. You know, obviously they're going to try to make this a referendum question on, you know, how did DeSantis handle this? They've already got their talking points written. You know, he was unprepared. He was caught flat-footed. This is his Hurricane Katrina. And it's the most ridiculous spin you've ever seen. I mean, the guy's running for re-election. He's got $170 million in his campaign account. He wants to run for president, obviously. You think he's going to, you know, take his eye off the ball here? But that's all they got to run on. They've got this weird guy, Charlie Crist, who used to be the governor, who's been at various times an independent, a Republican, a Democrat, a candidate for governor, senator, congressman. Very weird guy. One of these tans, like he spends, he starts the day for about 3 hours in some kind of suntan clinic. Weird guy. I think he's just holed up in somewhere now because it's all DeSantis all the time. But so they tested out their routine on him last night, and he just shuts the guy down brilliantly. This is a reporter, you know, probably from one of the bust out newspapers there. They got all these newspapers that used to be pretty decent, like the Miami Herald, the Sun Sentinel, the in Fort Lauderdale, the Orlando Sentinel, they're all remnants, shadows of their former self. But they still hate DeSantis. Like they think there's some kind of like that's their pathway to return to profitability and respectability. It's a losing game, but they try it. So here's the reporter with DeSantis, cut two.
Chris Wells said today that she acknowledged concerns that Florida, as was said, lacks response to the storm so far, and that
Give me a break. That is nonsense. Stop politicizing, okay? Stop it. We declared a state of emergency when this thing wasn't even formed. We've had people in here. You've had counties doing. They've done a lot of hard work. And honestly, you're trying to attack me, I get. But, like, you're attacking these other people who've worked very hard. And so that's just totally false. I don't think we've ever, certainly since I've been governor, declared a state of emergency this early. We made sure that we were very inclusive with it. We said that there was a lot of uncertainty. And we've worked to make sure the preparations that have been done and all the stuff, you talk to the people at the counties when they've needed something, stuff gets there very quickly because of what Kevin and his team have done.
Compare that with the nation's weatherman that you just heard, Joe Biden. Who do you think is more capable of handling this kind of emergency?
We're not sure exactly where it's going to hit, but we're getting pretty clear exactly where it's going to hit.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President?
I don't know, to be clear.
We haven't even got to his sixth sense moment today with where he asked if, you know, you remember Stand Up Chuck, the Stand Up Chuck moment with the guy in the wheelchair a few years ago? Well, this was worse. He asked if there was someone there, this congresswoman who was killed in an auto accident. And, is Jackie there? Very, very strange, and it was so bad that even the Democrat operatives with press passes at the White House were asking KJP about it afterwards, and of course she was stumbling and mumbling. We'll get to all of this as we go through the afternoon here, as Ian is making landfall over Southwest Florida with Category 4 force winds. I'm Howie Carr. This summer, I'm taking premium audio with me everywhere I go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, feel and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. Plus, noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen while I travel or during a grueling workout with optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. These earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear, and they do not budge. With Raycon, I can also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself what the hype is all about. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm already getting complaints about the programming today. 603, why aren't you discussing Biden's CIA blowing up the pipeline? Well, we don't know for sure who blew up the pipeline, the Nord Stream, or as KJP calls it, the Nordstrom pipeline. Runs from the Burlington Mall to the Chestnut Hill Mall.
Also, to that texter, you're only a half hour in. It's a 4 hour show.
Right. I like to respond to the criticisms. So here is what Biden said last year when he was asked about what would happen if Putin invaded. Invaded Ukraine. Cut 19.
Let me answer the first question first. If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that? Exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control.
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
If I tell you, then I have to kill you. That's what it sounded like.
So, and again, now there's stories warning that there could be blackouts in New England in the winter because of the shortage of natural gas. So somebody took out these pipelines. And the pipelines were providing natural gas to the European Union. So now they're going to need more imports from the United States, or they're going to need to get it from elsewhere, which is going to increase the cost of imports into the United States, into the New England region of LNG, liquefied natural gas. So, I mean, I don't know who benefits ultimately from blowing up the pipeline.
That's what I don't get either. Why would Russia...
Russia wouldn't do it. Why would Russia do it? I don't think they would ever do it.
But that's what a lot of people are saying.
Well, I think those are the same people who said that, Russia got Trump elected, right?
Yeah.
That Russia was paying bounties for American troops killed in Afghanistan and
et cetera.
It's the same. It's the intelligence community. But I think that the people in Europe are claiming that it was the CIA. Didn't someone in Poland, one of the ministers in Poland say thank the United States for blowing up the pipeline? I don't know. I don't know who's responsible. I just think everything that's going on in Ukraine is insane, as far as I can see. I thought that it behooved everyone to prevent any kind of wars, but especially nuclear war. But I don't know where the hurricane is touching down. It's not clear, but it's very clear. So this is the same guy who's giving us the weather reports.
We're not sure exactly where it's going to hit, but we're getting pretty clear exactly where it's going to hit.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you. All right, it's time now for Grace's News.
Yes, Howie, there is talks that if things don't work out well for the Democrats in the midterms, there could be a shakeup at the White House. And I don't know if people have noticed, but in most administrations, especially if you look back at the Trump administration, he was always accused of having like a revolving door. He would have very short spans of time of people, and then he'd bring in new people, and then it was, you know, a lot of overturning of cabinet members. In Biden's administration, nobody gets fired, ever.
Right. Trump had to make changes because he did make some bad personnel decisions.
Yes.
And he tried to correct them. Biden has made even worse personnel decisions, and he doesn't know what to do.
No, he's...
Because he can't remember their names. If he could remember their names, he would be able to fire a couple.
You heard from Senator, for Secretary Vilsack. Senator, excuse me, I voted you.
I have a theory.
That's one of the more coherent competent members of his administration, the former governor of Iowa, Vilsack.
I have this theory that he doesn't fire anyone because as long as you're working with him, then you're not telling anyone what's going on. And like if he starts firing people, they'll go to Politico and say...
My theory is that maybe he can someday remember Tony Blinken's name. He can't remember what is... If he's the foreign minister, that's what he's called him before, the foreign minister, rather than the Secretary of State. But it'll be even less likely that he'll be able to come up with his title or his name if he gets somebody new in there. But here's an example of him just today going through, introducing some of the people that were with him at the White House conference on hunger, nutrition, and health. Cut 12.
I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker.
Representative Governor Braun. I didn't know you could double dip. I thought you had to take one job or the other, you know?
Well, someone who could be on his list of someone who might have to be fired or, you know, the position will go to someone else is Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary. And also, it's being rumored that officials are also considering whether Brian Deese, the director of the National Economic Council, could leave in the new year. That all depends on how it shakes out in the midterms.
You mean Brian Deese, the economic advisor, might actually have to get his first job ever at the age of 40 or 45?
He said he has no plans to leave and also said, I've got my head down and I'm certainly fully, fully absorbed in the work that we're doing.
Yeah, I'm going to get a nice goatee trim.
Also, there's a new poll out from YouGov, which typically skews very favorably for Democrats. And it's the 2022 generic congressional ballot. It shows Republicans at 47% and Democrats at 46%. Now, YouGov in the past has shown in the past couple weeks, D5, D+4, D+6, D+8. And then today now it's R+1. So even this narrative that the red wave is dissipating seems to be
dissipating.
Things are changing quickly.
You know, Janet Yellen, I noticed that she was interviewed somewhere and that she was asked about the Inflation Reduction Act, so-called. And she admitted that it really wasn't going to reduce inflation. And I thought, you know, she's really off message there.
Maybe
you know?
That's why they want to fire
that's
her.
I read that story before I read that they're trying to grease the skids for her out the door.
Well, yeah, she was one of the original people who said that, I think she was one of the original people who said inflation wasn't transitory. Or, you know, right. She was making comments, like you said, that were contradictory to their agenda.
And I think she also said, I don't think you have the power to cancel the student loans. By the way, did you see a lawsuit has now been filed? That's a really good lawsuit. I don't know. Did you read about that lawsuit?
Yeah, I was going to bring it in yesterday, but it was a little complicated.
They found a guy. They were looking for standing. You know, that's what you always need in a lawsuit is someone who is standing, someone who's going to be damaged by this. And it's hard to say that, you know, one taxpayer is going to be damaged by, you know, all these trillions of half a trillion or $1 trillion. So There are a bunch of states, including Indiana, that have decided they're going to tax any kind of loan debt cancellation. So they found this guy who's been in government service, so he's covered under the government service forgiveness part of it, and he lives in Indiana. He's a lawyer. And so if they're going to cancel his debt automatically, he doesn't even have to apply because he's under this government part of the program. So when his loan is canceled, forgiven, whatever you want to call it, he is going to immediately owe the state of Indiana $1,000. So he has standing. So the Pacific Law Foundation or Legal Foundation is going to bring this case in his name, and probably they'll get all kinds of other people involved. But it's pretty smart the way they're doing it. They, you know, they it took a while to figure out what they were going to do, but they came up with what seems to be a reasonable lawsuit.
It also took a while for the Biden administration to tell us how much it was going to cost to cancel.
Well, I don't think we still know
that.
We still have no idea.
How what are they saying now? Like $400 billion?
Yeah, it's up to $400 billion. But they're now talking about extending the forgiveness to parents who took out loans for their children. How about parents who bought muscle cars for their male high school graduate sons, so they could pick up cool girls. I mean, shouldn't those payments be forgiven?
They're called hot chicks,
cool girls.
Whatever you want.
What are you talking about? The Cuomo brothers? Sounds like an old Cuomo brothers story.
So they can pick up dames with good gams.
Frails.
Speaking of school, though, Virginia students walk out of class, and they're protesting the Governor Glenn Youngkin's new policy that prohibits schools from socially transitioning gender-confused students behind their parents' back. That's from the Washington Examiner. And a lot of these kids left, and then I saw a tweet where someone said, "You messed with the wrong generation," and someone else wrote, "If all the teachers are encouraging them to walk out of school, they're not going to stay in school." It's a pretty obvious thing.
No, I think it becomes increasingly clear that despite what he says or his coy response to the questions, Glenn Youngkin, the new governor, wants to run for president. And I saw that this morning on TV. You know, the students walk out in transgender policy and say, "Is this a negative or is this a plus for Governor Youngkin?" I'm thinking it's a plus.
I think it's a plus too.
All right. Thank you, Grace. As you know, MyPillow has a passion for helping our listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. MyPillow has done it again with the most incredible My Slippers. Guys, I have a pair and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now, for a limited time only, you can save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. That's a huge savings. It brings the price down under $50. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever. Get your $90 off right now. Call 800-658-4965 and use the radio promo code Howie. You can also go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and don't forget to use the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Car Show.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr. The cheapest bastard around.
All right. We've been thinking about this deal for a long time, and it's finally here. It's Western Razor Company's High Noon Safety Razor. This is the last razor you'll ever buy. This is America's razor. I'm going to hold it up right here. This is an old-style razor. My Uncle Dan used this razor much like this, and with Gillette Blue Blades. And this is 100%, this is America's razor. It's made in the U.S. It's razors, blades, and packaging, everything made in the U.S. A better shave than disposables, no gross clogging, fewer ingrown hairs, less irritation. Includes 5 premium made in the USA blades from the last factory that makes blades in the U.S. You're asking if you're from Boston, what about Gillette in South Boston? Well, Gillette in Boston now gets their blades from Russia.
I think they have Russia. They have their manufacturing plant in Russia, yeah. For at least a lot of
I hope they don't blow up the Nordstrom razor blade pipeline, or there won't be any more Gillette razors, but you can get the Western razor blade. So it includes the 5 premium made in USA blades. That's a 10-week supply. It's a simple 3-piece design. If you're older, you know how it works. You just click it up down
top,
here
on the top.
Okay, you do it like this, yeah. And it opens it up, and you just put the blade in. And it's 100% metal, 0% plastic if you're into the green scene. And while supplies last, you can purchase Western Razor's High Noon Safety Razor. It's a $60 value for just $30. It'd be a great Christmas present, I think.
And excellent stocking stuffer.
They
brought these in a while ago, and I've gotten the opportunity to use them. Not recently. I'm not on camera, but I'm bearded. But they work fantastic, better than any razor I've had, a lot less irritation and no bumps at all, and a nice, clean, smooth shave.
Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store to get yours today. With us now in studio to tell us about the Western Razor Company is Mike M. And Mike, this is great. And when we talked before, you talked about how crazy it is, and it's only gotten worse. You go to CVS or a supermarket, and you buy like 5 of these little plastic razors,
yeah.
And it costs you an arm and a leg. Right. It's ridiculous.
And they don't work well at all. So,
up to the mic there, Mike.
Yeah, we're basically up against the disruptors, all the people who do the subscription models and all that, but you don't need that. You get one razor, 100 blades, and it'll last you 5 years. The whole subscription model and shaving never made sense to us. That's kind of why we started this. And, if you go with disposables, they don't work great. The big name brands, like you said, are just expensive, so you end up paying a lot of money.
And they kill sea mammals.
Yeah.
And they're
turtles.
Woke,
real
too.
Whale indigestion.
Yes, exactly. So if you want to do the green thing, and it's also ultimately the cheap thing too, isn't it?
Yep. It'll save you money in the long term. In 1 year, you'll basically pay for the razor. In 10 years, $1,000 or $500 savings. So it just adds up over time. You pay once up front, and you're basically saving in the long run.
When I bought my uncle's house down on an island in Portland, he had tons. He was a hoarder for blue blades. He had so many. He had stacks of them like this, and I threw them all away. Now I'd be set now, wouldn't I?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd be set for life.
Yep. Yeah, the blades last 7 days approximately each, and it costs 10 cents a pop. So compare that with something like $5 to $10 for a cartridge blade, and savings just add up.
So people are interested in stuff like this. Where was the razor actually made in the U.S. and where are the blades made in the U.S.?
Sure, the razor's made in New Jersey.
Hold it up.
Razor's made in New Jersey, and the blades are made in Virginia. So our packaging's made here in Boston, or outside of Boston, in Foxborough, and if you really want to get down into it, our bubble mailers that we ship these in are made in California. So we use basically everything we can from the United States, 100% made in the U.S.
And how are the sales going?
Great. We started in 2021, May of 2021, so it's been a little over a year. We've had the typical startup struggles trying to get the supply and everything that's going on in the world. It's been a little bit challenging, but we're making it through. We've had over 1,000 sales so far. And they keep coming. People really have an interest in made in the U.S. affordable and long-lasting quality stuff. So I think it's the right time.
Yeah. So again, if you're into saving money, this is the way to go. If you're into buying American-made, this is the way to go. And if you're into not harming the environment, this is the way to go.
Absolutely. And it just it feels great too. Like, one of the intangible aspects is just a cool shave. It's heavyweight, so it's not like the cheap plastic razors you may be used to. And it just feels great shaving in the morning with it. It's like a routine thing, and you feel awesome when you're done.
Are you going to bring back tubes of shaving cream to go along with the
So we are working on things like
tubes?
This.
Tubes?
Not tubes,
really?
Not tubes.
No, I don't think anybody's demanding a return to tube shaving cream.
No, absolutely not. But we are working on shaving cream and other kind of complementary products to go along with it. So we're hoping to make all those in the United States. That's kind of our mission. And
okay, so this is it. The Western Razor Company's High Noon Safety Razor. It's the razor. Hold it up again there, Mike. And includes five premium made in the USA blades, a 10-week supply, and 100% metal, 0% plastic. While supplies last, you can purchase the High Noon Safety Razor, a $60 value for just $30. Go to HowieCarshow.com, click store to get yours today. Thank you, Mike. I'm Howie Carr.